Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Woodstock Shakespeare Festival is celebrating its 23rd anniversary, and they're going to stage the Bard's beloved tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, this summer, or otherwise known in the States as Romeo and Juliet. This production will run on Woodstock's outdoor Elizabethan stage every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from July 27th through September 2nd. Bird on a Cliff Theatre Company co-founders and artistic co-directors David Aston Reese and Ellie Michaels have run the Woodstock Shakespeare Festival since its beginning, and they join us this morning along with Romeo and Juliet director Christopher Martin. It is a delight to have this trio before us on the roundtable this morning. Well, hi, all. How are you?
Doing great.
Very nice to see you. David, let us begin with you. First of all, can you believe it's been 23 years?
I can't, really. It does seem like a long time. I can't believe a lot of things, actually.
Lately it's hard to believe anything, isn't it? Does it mean for you to be a producer of art and to have that longevity behind you?
It's great. I think it hit me when I was doing a guest artist at a university in East Carolina University, and all the students are saying, like, wow, you're doing this, you know, for 20 years, you're doing this this Shakespeare for so long. And I never really looked at it that way. It was just kind of something that I wanted to do and that I seemed to be good at.
And you were along for the ride, huh?
No. I seriously think I have to have my head examined at times.
And there you go.
Then again, I made him join the ride.
It's true.
Oh, okay. All right. It was the other way around.
That's all I wanted.
Yep.
Why is that all you wanted?
Because I wanted to live in the country, and I wanted to continue to do theater. And I said, well, okay, here we are.
So how did Shakespeare get involved in all that? Because there's theater and then Shakespeare and then there's...
He lived next door.
Is that it? As simple as that.
Thanks, Chris.
It's the best playwright to do outdoors.
Mm. Yeah, we were kind of doing plays at the Birdcliff Theater, and we were looking for another venue, and someone said, well, why don't you do outdoor Shakespeare? And that sounded like a great idea, and there happened to be a pavilion in Woodstock that was outdoors. So we did a production of Much Ado About Nothing, and people came, and they liked it. It was outdoors in the air, and it somehow the language seems to be able to penetrate the outdoors. And Chris can certainly, I consider him a Shakespearean scholar. Talk about the language.
Anyway.
Talk about the language. I mean, the play, Romeo and Juliet.
You have to remember that in Shakespeare's day, everybody went to the theater, not just intellectuals and educated people, but common people who didn't have any schooling. Many of them couldn't read and write, and they didn't have any trouble with the language, which is what always Americans feel, that somehow, well, I understand it. Of course you will, because nobody writes better than Shakespeare and closer to the human condition. I can't think of anyone.
It's universal.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about Romeo and Juliet specifically, of what there is about this tragedy that strikes such a chord with people.
We were all young once, I think, if I can remember
and
back that far.
Young and in love.
Yes, and that's universal.
And on the wrong and side here, of here, the coin.
And here you have basically teenage. I think Juliet is like 13.
Almost 14.
14. You know,
which would make Romeo about 16. 15 even.
And they fall in love instantly, and not only that, but get married the next day. And then Romeo kills
her. That is tragic alone right there. I mean, they dig their own grave by doing that, literally.
So what's the best way? Well, first of all, let me ask the two of you of why you decided to do Romeo and Juliet this particular season and year.
Well, last year when we did Merchant of Venice, we had two wonderful actors that came via Chris Martin's recommendation. And I said, wow, we could do Romeo and Juliet. And every year I've asked Chris to come back and work for us. And this time he said, yes.
Simple as that.
Well, and the bottom line is it's a good audience draw.
It sells tickets.
It sells.
It's a tragedy that is popular.
It's outdoors.
Actually,
well, it's outdoors, so people
think there might be a little more difficult.
Okay, you get butts on the lawn, right?
Yes, butts on the lawn.
Okay. And what were you saying? I'm sorry, Chris, I cut you off.
No, I just said that doing King Lear is also a tragedy, but it's not going to be the draw in the summer outdoors where it might rain.
Yes.
Or frequently does.
That's true.
Well, next week.
So how do you handle it? I mean, do you, as a director, do the actors, as actors, care if it rains or not? I mean,
no, not really.
Well, we don't do a show in the rain.
Well, we care. We don't want them to be electrocuted with the microphones. So.
Well, okay, all right. There's that. Yeah, there's the electrocution. But I meant.
Well,
I
there's
meant
a costume issue as well, and more cleaning bills. And...
But it's fun to do something outside.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's exhilarating.
So, what are the challenges for you as a director of doing that?
Weather.
It's all about the weather.
It's all about the weather. Yeah. Otherwise, it's business as usual. We approach the show the same way as if it were indoors.
Feel free to have an answer more than one word, though.
The weather.
It can be very loquacious at times. Well, Shakespeare, the language is... I mean, we could go on and on about the language, and Chris is such an expert on the iambic pentameter, which we don't want to bore everybody with now. But basically, that sets the phrasing and scores the language. And Shakespeare wrote in a rhythmic way that he predetermines what word is stressed, what word isn't stressed, based on the needs of the character at the moment.
As would be a songwriter writing lyrics to the music.
Now, when you... when you decide you're going to take this on, I've seen contemporary versions of Romeo and Juliet. I've seen
Heavens,
you know,
no.
True. Okay, so you go.
No, I mean, Shakespeare's universal. You don't need a contemporary version. In fact, a collaborative project between Oregon Shakespeare Festival and my old theater in New York, Classic Stage Company, they've come up now with 36 new versions of Shakespeare by contemporary playwrights, as if this is Shakespeare were just somebody who wrote plots. And in Shakespeare's language and the way he expresses himself that makes the plays work, so all that will be gone in these new versions. The American Shakespeare Festival, Stratford, Connecticut, did a similar thing towards the end. And they started producing the new versions of Shakespeare by A.L. Rouse, who is a noted, or was at the time, noted Shakespearean scholar, but modern language. That put the nail in the coffin, and the Shakespeare Festival in Stratford disappeared.
So you think that audiences, and certainly for you as a company, you want to do a traditional version of this classic?
Well, I don't do anything traditional, but certainly the language and the approach to the meaning of the play is going to be much more traditional. Because that's what makes the plays work. It'd be like saying we're going to do some great musical, My Fair Lady, West Side Story, and say, no, we're going to get different melodies and we'll make up new lyrics. Now, that's not the reason people want to come and see those shows.
But I saw a version, the last version of Romeo and Juliet I saw was on Broadway with Orlando Bloom.
I'm sorry.
And he shows up on a motorcycle. Romeo is not going to be showing up on a motorcycle in your version.
No, we have a rake stage. It would be very difficult.
We did have a motorcycle one year.
You did have a motorcycle
one year.
Not for
Romeo and Juliet, a different show.
Well, if I could just stay on the language thing, and over the years, what we've when we do production, we really try to... the trick with the language is if the actors don't know what they're saying, because the language can be challenging, the audience certainly isn't. And I think the audience that will come to see our production, and I hope they do, will find the language is amazingly accessible because of the way Chris is directing.
No, the way Willie Shakespeare wrote it. It is.
Willie,
no, I mean,
Willie.
Literally. I mean, it's not a problem with the language. The problem often lies with the people who produce Shakespeare. They're the ones who don't understand.
And do you think that is to bring in a different audience? Is it to make it... more universal than what we've already been discussing here?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. They certainly want to find new audiences all the time. But to say that we put Romeo on a motorcycle or Juliet parachutes down from the balcony. You know, that's just a gimmick. That's only one moment. It's not going to sustain the entire 2 hours traffic of the stage.
And your point is, you don't need a gimmick when you have Romeo, Juliet, and Shakespeare.
That's exactly right.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the production and the actors you have set up for this.
Well, the two actors playing Romeo and Juliet, David Rempel and Yasemin Ette, they played Bassanio and Portia in last year's production of The Merchant of Venice. And as Ellie said, that we just thought they had the chops for these roles. And the actor playing Capulet is also a student of Chris's. And I feel that this is one of the best casts that we've ever gathered on stage to handle the language. They're very capable, very strong.
There are five people in the show, plus David and Ellie.
Left myself out of
that.
Yeah,
you did, and Ellie too.
Oh, are you in the show?
Shucks, guys. Come on, I'm blushing here.
So seven out of 12 have worked with me before.
In fact, it was Chris that brought us up here 31 years ago with his original rock opera of Quasimodo that we did in the Birdcliff Barn, and that was very, very exciting to do.
And you've been here ever since.
Yeah, we forgot to go home.
That's what they tell me.
Well, the Woodstock Shakespeare Festival's production of Romeo and Juliet will run on Woodstock's outdoor Elizabethan stage every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from July 27th through the 2nd of September. Beautiful time. Excellent. Again, it's the Woodstock Shakespeare Festival's Romeo and Juliet at, do you have a website people can find out more?
Yes,
it's birdonacliff.org.
Birdonacliff.org, and you can find out more information at that website, birdonacliff.org. Christopher Martin, thank you very much. David Aston Reese and
thank
Ellie
you.
Michaels, a great
thank
pleasure
you,
to have you all here.
Same here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Come
have a
and
beautiful
see the
run.
Show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.